Let's learn some new words.
Words.
Listen to us talk about new words. These are words you haven't heard, but after this, you will. And then you'll know.
New words!
And honestly, I don't think most of these words are new. Like, oh yeah, they just popped into the lexicon last week.
Right.
But these words were certainly new to me, and the concept of this is very, very new to me. We have a list of emotions that people feel but cannot explain. And some of these made me think and also made me very sad and confused.
Yeah.
A lot of these seem to be German-based, some are Asian-based, and some are just sort of scientific, but we're going to have Dusty read these in a German accent.
Okay.
Just because it seems...
It's more fun that way.
It seems to be
That's
appropriate,
why.
Yes.
Right. Sonder. The realization that each passerby has a life as vivid and complex as your own.
This almost blows me away to an impossible extent. There's no way I could ever communicate to everyone if I felt like they had a life that just on a daily basis had similar thoughts and feelings that I do. It's almost too much of a burden.
But you have to, yeah.
Do you do this? I get quite overwhelmed at the idea that everything is just so difficult. I feel this a lot. I don't know.
Okay, this one might make you feel less overwhelmed because it's a little bit more specific.
Okay.
Dusty?
Velikor, the strange wistfulness of used bookshops.
Gotta admit, this is emotion
that's
that
funny.
I don't really feel most of the time when I go into an old bookshop. I go, smells funny in here.
I like the way it smells.
The old musty books.
Yeah. Oh.
But I'm not sure if I'm overcome with a strange wistfulness of it, although I can see where it's coming from.
Oh, Fook, you look like you're having a severe doubt about a Velikor.
I am having a doubt of Velikor, yes, I'm sorry.
Juska, a hypothetical conversation that you compulsively play out in your head.
Oh, boy.
I hope I'm not the only one that does this.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly for me, it's a conversation that I know I'm going to have with someone later on in the day or the next day, and I'm constantly going, okay, well, here's how it's going to go. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm practicing.
Like a rehearsal.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think you can be alone. I've tried very, very hard to stop doing this because it's just silly, but...
What was the last Juska that you had? Do you remember? What specifically was it about? Was it with New Boy?
You know what? It might have been with New Boy. Oh, actually, it was with New Boy. Last night, he introduced me as his friend, and I flipped out in my head. And I was like, all right, so this is how it's going to go. On my way home, I'm going to be like, so I'm just your friend? Is that what we're at now? Is that what we're doing? But I couldn't even wait till we got home. I just called him out at the table and was like, oh, am I your friend? And he's like, I'm so sorry, you're my girlfriend, blah, blah, blah.
So
blah.
Short-lived bout of Juska for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Next, Esty.
Chrysalism. The amniotic tranquility of being indoors during a thunderstorm.
Ooh.
Is that an emotion?
Right? Is it an emotion? It's just a feeling.
But is an emotion a feeling? I know it's really, really cool. Think about for some reason you're living in a corrugated, a shack with a corrugated tin roof. And it's kind of a
loud.
Medium level rain and then thunderstorm, yes. I love it.
I do love it, too.
When I experience this one, though, then I quickly run outside to experience the storm.
Outside,
I like
go give it a good whiff and smell.
Uh-huh. I've got a good modern example of this next term.
Vermodelen. The frustration of photographing something amazing when thousands of identical photos already exist.
That's funny.
Selfies.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Not only have there been thousands of selfies of you already, but there's also thousands of other selfies from other people doing the same thing that you're taking a selfie of.
Imagine the photographers.
Frustrating, isn't it?
Like maybe National Geographic photographers, you know, maybe go to take a beautiful picture of the
iconic
arc,
thing,
right, in southern Utah, and they're just like, how am I going to capture this at a different angle?
Then
it's already been captured, right? Vermodelin!
All right, and finally?
Cubico. It's a state of exhaustion inspired by acts of senseless violence.
This is sort of like watching the news and going, I can't do this anymore. But every day, like, the most morbid person I know is Dusty. And he brings up the most horrible, horrible things on a daily basis, very randomly, just searching the internet. And I'm assuming that he's like, should we talk about this? And then I've just realized he's just saying it.
I'm just trying to give you Kubico.
This is why we let Dusty.
Very hard for me.
This is why we let Dusty do the news, because I can't handle it, right?
All right. I'm thinking that there is... These are pretty serious and fairly bleak, but there's also something that I experience on a regular basis, and I haven't been able to, can't exactly explain it, but it's when I'm really psyched to watch something on Netflix, mm-hmm. a series that I've heard is awesome,
uh-huh.
and then all of a sudden Netflix wants to buffer hard.
Oh, yeah. What do you call it?
Bufferosis.
Tolan? Oh, yeah. Mm. Okay, that's a good word
Bufferosis for it. Mm-hmm. Tolan? That's my own personal one.
I have a couple, and they're kind of similar. I have a hard time explaining the emotion that I feel when I see a very cute animal. And a lot of times, I really do. Like, I just start crying sometimes because I don't know how to explain the emotion. And a lot of times, I'll be sitting here looking at pictures of my cat, just wishing that I could be home snuggling her little face and her little face on my face, and just it was just so soft and just so sweet, and I call it a cute catatomus. Catatomus.
Do you have some personal emotions that you feel but that can't explain? 801-570-1019. Call or text.